Screwworm has affected the U.S. cattle industry. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your Farm News Update, visiting with Wayne Cockrell, who is the Cattle Health and Well-Being Chairman for the Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association. You know, even though this pest is not in the U.S. currently, you know, there's no doubt that this year, in the year of 25, it has affected the U.S. cattle herd and industry in ways that, you know, not physical with the pest, but just with markets and...
Oh, absolutely. You know, kind of one of those things that... Isn't it always the case that these things seem to happen when they can have the most impact? And certainly has had impact on the cattle inventory because of the cattle that have historically crossed from Mexico, which whether that's, you know, 1.25 million to 1.5 million head a year. It's had an impact on the feedlot business in Texas, where, you know, some of this is anywhere from, you know, 20 to 30% of these yards inventory, and it certainly contributed to the, you know, lack of numbers in the beef shortages. And, you know, while we certainly are not complaining and don't think the beef price is too high, and have just been astounded that our consumer has continued to buy our product, even with the higher prices, you know, and I think that goes back to the hard work that our industry has done nationwide on the quality and the safety of our product over the last, you know, 25 or 30 years. And so, but yeah, we certainly understand the impact that it's had on the supply side, but we also understand that had we not close that border and put the pressure on Mexico's government, I totally, fully believe that it would already be here, that those efforts to stop this down on their southern border instead of our southern border have been important in the fight with this, because we have to keep this thing bottled up where it is. And it's imperative that Mexico put in place the same process of inspection and treatment that we have on our border in order to do that.
With your Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.